Tonight, Shir, we need to be particularly careful because we are speaking about the halachas of the day after the 32nd day of the Homa. So we're actually talking about those halachas. We've got to be particularly careful that we don't spoil anything and mess it up. So let's see if we manage that. Let's see if we manage that without spoiling the bracha tonight. Let's see if we get it through. Okay, so we're up to Siv Beis. Noyagin shloi leistaperat. The minig is not to be mistaper, not to cut the hair like boima until the like boima. Because then we say shaoz poskum lomos, because that is the day that the talmidim of Rebbe Akiva ceased to die. Yeah, I know, but it's not. It's fine. I want to tell you, prior to the shir, I made that conscious decision that I'm not going to be yotz in the mitzvah throughout the shir. I made that. But yeah, so you're not. If you say it in the halachic sense, it's not anywhere. You know. The way I said it now, you're not yotz the mitzvah. So sha'omim sha'os poskolim, so they cease to die on like ba'oima, and therefore the minig is not to have any haircut. So until now we've spoken about chasanis and simchas, now we are speaking about an additional minig which is not having haircuts. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and that is very relevant for the Sfadim. The Sfadim say that as follows, for any stapa you may not have haircuts at yom lad. The Shulchan Aruch says you may not have any haircuts on Lag Ba'oima, rather, you may only have haircuts on Lad Ba'oima. Because he holds that they still died on the 33rd day of the Oima. They ceased to die at the end of the conclusion of the 33rd day. Therefore, on the 34th, you'd have to have haircuts, but not on the 33rd. Hence, the Shulchan Aruch holds, Vein listape ad yoim lad ba'oima. You need to have 33 full days according to the Shulchan Aruch. Elohim Cain, unless Chal Yoim Lag Boim, if Shabbos, if Lag Boim falls on Friday, Shaz Mistaprim Boim Dik, for Shabbos, then you're allowed to have haircuts already on Friday, although it's the 33rd day and not the 34th day, which the Shulchan Aruch normally requires. Mipnikvot Shabbos, you're allowed to have haircuts in honor of Shabbos. This is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the way Sfadim hold, that you may not have haircuts on the 33rd, you must wait until the 34th. The Ramah disagrees, and he holds, v'medinois eilu einoyagin kidvorov. The Ramah says that in our countries, it's not our minhag. In our countries, this is not our minhag. Einoyagin kidvorov. We don't have that minhag. Elo, rather, mistaprin biyoim lag. We have already haircut on the 33rd day. Umar bin boiktas besimcha, and we increase some Simcha on that day. On the 33rd day, we increase already Simcha. Vein oimrim boi tachnun, we don't say tachnun on that 33rd day. So here we've got a machloek between Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. The Ramah holds on the 33rd day you can already have haircuts, and the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, it says you've got to wait until the 34th. Now, when within the 33rd day are you allowed to have haircuts? The Mishnah Tzif Cotton Vav explains, Ad Lag Bo'ima, Ad Vad Bichlal, Ad Lag Bo'yomim Shleimim. Kol Echot Leilu V'yoymoy. Every one of the 33 days is day and night. Behind On the 34th, we weren't machmir, only on by night. It means that the Shulchan Aruch holds on the 34th by day, you can have haircuts. But, Shaoz Posku, almost that's the Ramah, and the Av Gam Beyoim Lad Mesu, to Mishuze Echmiru Gam Kain, Gam Leil Lad Adonates, Epshe the Ikra of Soker, Beyoim Lak, Uviyoim Lad, Mesu Rak Meati. So the Ramah holds that, no, that's still the Shulchan Aruch. That so Shulchan Aruch was on the 33rd, it started to decrease, and on 34th they stopped completely. But you can only therefore start having haircuts on the 34th. And the Mishtaburo in Sivkot and Ches is the Ramah's opinion. Beyoim Lamed Gimel, the Svir Aleihu, because we hold the Ramah holds the Beyoim Lag on the 33rd day. Poskum Legamre Lamos, they stopped completely to die. Now, interesting that there's very little halach about that day, and all it says really in the Ramah is that Ein oimrim boi tachanun, we don't say tachanun, and ma bim boi ktsas mesimcha, we increase some simcha. It's pretty little, so we increase simcha a little bit, and we don't say tachanun. What about tachanun on today, tonight? Do you say tachanun tonight? Today, in other words, I mean the mincha of lab boima. So the Mishtabura says, if cotton tests, the ein oimrim boy, tachnun, kam be'erev shel lamed beis. And now, the mincha now, I don't know if you have davened or not, but that mincha, you also skip tachnun, you don't say tachnun on lab be'oima. By the way, just for, I don't know why some people think you don't say tachnun be'yechidus. I don't know why people think like that. You say tachnun if you daven be'yechidus. The only thing which is different is that if you daven be'yechidus, and there is no Sefer Torah, that's the point. When there's no Sefer Torah, you don't go down. But to say Tachnun, you also say Tachnun Beichid. I don't know where that comes from. Some people think to say that, seem to say, don't say Tachnun Beichid. Now, when are we allowed to have haircuts on the 33rd day? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud, Ad Lag Be'atzma Dehainu La'achas Shtei Netzachama. That's after Netzachama on the day. So tonight haircuts are still forbidden, but only after Netzachama tomorrow morning. That's when haircuts are permitted. V'atam Ledidu Gamkin Mishum Demiktzasim Kekuloi. Because we look at Mikzazim Kikula, which is a concept we know from morning, from Avelos. So really the whole day would require some Avelos, but Mikzazim Kikula, therefore we already cut it off. We've done some Avelos by night, therefore by day already you're allowed to have haircuts. That's according to the Lestapa Adlak Be'atzman V'loi Be'erev. Yeah, now there is materim in Sifkot Yud Aleph. V'yesh me'achronim shemekinen listapim be'erev. There are some poskim hold you have to have haircuts tonight already. V'sim elirabdim mikomokim l'nisun lo liris simekinim. When it comes to chasnas, there is no leniency at all. Kim b'yoyim lag. When it comes to chasnas, you should for sure wait until the next day. In other words, tomorrow. Pe'atzme v'loi b'layla m'shefono. But tonight chasnas would still be forbidden. But when it comes to haircuts, tonight is a machloikus, but I think the minig is to be machmir. Now comes the Remo, which I must say, I don't have pshat in this Remo. It's been bothering me for a long time. The Remo says as follows now, top of page 198. Miu imchal b'yoyim rishin. What happens if Lag B'Oima falls on Sunday? Did we have it last year? Does anybody remember? What day was it on Sunday? Maybe 2 years ago. Lag B'Oima is on Sunday. I think it happened recently, either last year or 2 years ago. Then says the Rama, what's the minik? When you have to have haircuts? When do you have haircuts? If Lag B'Oima falls on Sunday? Friday. Said the Gemara, no again, he's stuck with him. Shishi, lichvot Shabbos, you'll have to have haircuts. In honor of Shabbos, you'll have to have haircuts on Friday. Now, I never understood this halacha. It happens, first of all, I want to know, does it mean that you're meant to have a haircut on Friday, or you're allowed to have a haircut on Friday? So you're meant to have it on Friday. Yeah, because if you're going to have a haircut on Sunday, you should have a... Why? Because of COVID Shabbos?
Yeah. Otherwise, you're having it straight after Shabbos.
Right. Now, I'm struggling conceptually with this a little bit, because assuming that it is part of the days of the Avelus, which it is, it's the 33 days which are Avelus, so assuming that it is part of the 33 days, why does COVID Shabbos push away Minhoge Avelus? In other words, we know we've got to keep mourning for 33 days. That's a fact. So if you've got 33 days of mourning, how can it be that Kovet Shabbos, if it's at the tail end, takes away and pushes away the halachas of mourning? Kovet Shabbos is not. Pardon? But Kovet Shabbos itself is certainly not a matir. If you have a regular Erev Shabbos in pardon? Yeah, you're right. But Kovet Shabbos cannot be pushing away Havelos, because I prove it to you, we've had over the last 33 days with lots of Fridays, and yet you didn't tell me that you're allowed to have haircuts on Friday to Kovet Shabbos. Why not? So Kovet Shabbos itself, of course, doesn't push away mourning, but Bizoyin, which would end up on Sunday, it doesn't. I don't understand it.
Well, do we not find out in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when it didn't like this year, it fell before.
Yeah, but that's because you don't keep the 33 days yet. If you're not, and what I'm struggling to understand, I never understood that. We know we have to keep 33 days of Avelus. That's a fact. Now, if you've got to keep 33 days of Avelus, so why does it make a difference, the fact that one of those days is ending on a Friday at the tail end? Just like last Friday, I didn't have any haircuts, and two Fridays ago, I didn't have any haircuts. We don't say that Kovet Shabbos pushes away Avelus. So why does the Kovet Shabbos, if it's on 32nd day, why does that make a difference?
Kovet and Bizoyim together.
Please elaborate. And I want to tell you more than that. Kovet Shabbos, now we don't find, generally speaking, if somebody is keeping to the halachas, that shouldn't be a lack of Kovet. That's, why is that considered the lack of Kovet Shabbos? Why is it Kovet Shabbos? Okay, a person looks like that. We all have long beards and long hair, and we don't look particularly dignified, because that's what we've got to do in that period now. That's the halacha. So why is that called a lack of Kovet Shabbos? That's what we've got to do. Like, you know, on Shabbos Chazoin, there's many, nowadays we are matir, but for many centuries, people wore weekday clothes on Shabbos Chazoin. Nobody said their lack of Kovet Shabbos, because that's what you've got to do on Shabbos Chazoin. That's the halacha, we're in mourning now. So a person is in mourning, that's how he walks around. Full stop. Don't tell me Kovet Shabbos, that's the halacha. I'm finding it very difficult. He also should be saying, that's part of the 33 days, so tough luck, so it's going to be a Friday, like last Friday, two Fridays ago, three Fridays ago. So Reb Gideon says, there's a vault of Bizoyin Shabbos. In hindsight, if I have a haircut on Sunday, then it turns out, lemafreya, I'm struggling with this a little bit. Alright, okay, I'm just being more a little bit. It's been bothering me for a long time.
But
yeah, so that's also something which, that's right, that's been bothering me. I've asked numerous Dayanim this question. I don't have clarity in it. When we say that we have haircuts on Friday, if like Black Boy falls on Sunday, does it mean that you are meant to, that Kovet Shabbos tells you you must have a haircut? What happens if somebody says, you know what, I don't care. I don't care. I want to keep 33 days, and I want to have a haircut on Sunday. Is he allowed to do that? Or no? He's therefore displaying an aggressive lack of kavod Shabbos, and he mustn't do that. Is it a kula or is it a chumra? I don't know. I really don't know. I have no clarity in it. Yeah. It's a question. I'm leaving it open. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You're right. When it comes to minogim, it's hard to exactly define those points. It's true. Yeah. Lemaisa, the minig is certainly, as you're saying, the minig is if it falls on Sunday, we have haircuts on Friday. Okay, we continue. Mishu Baal Bris, somebody who is a Baal Bris within the 33 days, or Mol Benoy, or he actually mulls the child. So that's either talking about a son or the father of the baby. Mutali Stapa Besfira, he's allowed to have haircuts during his 33 days, which he keeps. Lichvoida Mil in honor of the Mila. And that's how the Omar Paskins, if you keep 33 days, whether it's the beginning or the last, or whichever way you're counting, when you're keeping the 33 days and you happen to have a baby, and you're making a bris, you are allowed to have haircuts in honor of the bris. By the way, here again, are you meant to or are you allowed to? Why? I agree with you, Rabbi Feingold, that for sure the 9 days are much more severe and much more serious. 100% agreed. But I'm just bringing a svara from there that we clearly do not say the svara of kavod Shabbos there. Why? Why don't we say kavod Shabbos? Because you've got to keep now velus. So if HaKadosh Baruch wants you to, the Chachomim, the Torah, the Halach, the Shulchan Aruch wants you to keep these minogi avelus now, so tough luck about kavod Shabbos. Then that's itself the kavod Shabbos. You're keeping the halachas. So that svara and bring should certainly also apply when it comes to the 33 days of avelus.
Can there be blatant
avelus?
First of all, everybody
holds it. Agreed.
By regular Shabbos, there can't be blatant
avelus. Right. Okay, yeah, Gideon, what do you want to add?
Shalom Chazon, isn't that when you can have a massive Shalom Shuddis, like Shalom Melech or whatever? If it's Shabbos, Tisha B'Av or whatever?
Yeah, if Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch used that expression of Shalom Melech, when Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, or Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, so with regards to Sudam Afsekes, there is no halach of Sudam Afsekes, but you're allowed to eat Shalom Melech B'Shaitoy on Shalom Shuddis. Yeah, that's a good way as well, yeah, that's interesting, very good, very interesting, yeah, all right, okay, I want to mention also the definition of a Baal Bris in Sefkot Nud Beis. Baal Bris Hainu Asandek Ve'amoyel. The Baal Bris is defined as a Sandek and a Moel. The Moel also could have a haircut in honor of a Bris. Ve'avi Ben and the father of the baby. Avshei the Moel, although he's not the Moel himself. Avaloya Moitziva, maybe, but not the one who brings it down and brings it out, who we generally call the Kfata. They're not really considered in such a high category. Okay, Siv Gimel. Nyesh Nagin Listape Bosh Chodesh Ir V'Toso B'Yotam. Some people have a minute of having haircuts on Chodesh Ir. That is a mistake. That means that it's not always a mistake. It depends how you keep. If you keep the first 33 days, which is a good minute and a nice minute, that's perfectly excellent. But then you mustn't have haircuts on Chodesh Ir. There is an alternative way of counting and calculating the 33 days, which starts by Rosh Chodesh and you continue until later. That's fine as well. But you can't have both. You can't have both colors. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So the Rambam continues and he explains that many have the minhag of having haircuts in Rosh Chodesh Iyar. The ois on those yidden lo yisapu melag ba'oim of eilech. Those yidden shouldn't have haircuts from like ba'oim onwards because they started later, so they have to go on. But they would actually be allowed to have like ba'oim haircut, which is interesting because that means they don't have consecutive 33 days. They are starting Rosh Chodesh, yeah, and they're going on until a couple of days before Shavuos. But like Boima, they have an interruption and they're allowed to have haircuts, which means that they don't have 33 consecutive days. And those people who have haircuts from like Boima onwards, they must not have any haircuts from Pesach onwards until you may not have in one particular city, in one community, in one keila, you may not have miktas minikzeh or miktas minikzeh, that some people have a zah minik and some people have such a minik. That makes no sense because of not having one keila contradicting contradicting minhagim. That makes no sense. For kolchkein ein linoik heter v'shten, and certainly an individual person may not stick to both minhagim, on the kulis sides of both. So what he says is that with regards to the minhagim, a person can't have both minhagim the same year, contradicting minhagim, and also keila shouldn't. Now, with regards to keila nowadays, it's impossible to. I mean, every keila has got yidden who keep the first half or the second half. It's widespread. For some reason, we're not makpid nowadays on this to have a communal minhag. I suppose it's hard to impose minhagim on yidden. Now, what about one person changing minhag from one year to the next? Say you want to stick to the first half this year, you want to have a different half next year. Would you be able to do that? Yeah. So Moshe Feinstein has got a very big chiddush. I think it's a very big chiddush, and the lechatchila even allows to change from one year to the next. He says you can keep one year, you can keep the first half, another year you can keep a second half. I think Yidden are generally makbid on that. I think that once the Moshe Paskin like that, I think people are generally rabbonim will only be allowing you to do that if there's a real tzorich. I think that generally a person should stick to a minhag that he generally sticks to. It's just my feeling that people generally are tend to be makbid. But yes, Moshe says a person can change from year to year. Right, okay, to summarize what we learned, is he... I don't recall. I think that generally the minhag is, but I don't recall somebody who's explicitly cholek on Moshe. I don't recall. I want to say, Rabbi Tepper, that I feel a little bit, I feel that the lingo, the mashmos of the Mishnebura and the Shulchan Aruch sounds a bit that you wouldn't be able to change from year to year, because it sounds like that in one keila you shouldn't have, and a person himself shouldn't. It sounds like it's a bit set that a person should have a set. I mean, I can't express myself better. It's just libi oimeli that it just generally, yeah. Okay, so Rabbi said we learned this evening that there's a minhag not to have haircuts. We learned about the machloikas Shulchan Aruch. Ramah Shulchan Aruch says you cannot have haircuts on the 33rd day. You've got to wait until the 34th. Ramah is mati on the 33rd. We learned if like Boim falls on Sunday, you can have haircuts on Friday because of Kavod Shabbos. We discussed this We learned that the Baal Bris and the Moel are allowed to have haircuts even within their halves. And we also learned that there's various ways of calculating and cheshbonning the 33 days. You've got to make sure they're consistent about it in that year. Don't do both kolas the same year. And we also learned that Ramah holds that it's good if you're on one kolas to stick to the same minik. Right, okay, gentlemen, I wish you a very good evening. Only psoas tovus.